Fulfillment and freedom are considered to be the two main goals of yoga. We can break these two main goals down into three more detailed goals or entry points: healing, expansion, and spiritual unfoldment. But now let's circle back around to this idea of fulfillment and think about what this really means, and especially what it really means in our yoga practice. Here, this idea of fulfillment is really related to this idea of an experience. That experience is really what brings fulfillment. And I think about this in terms of my life. You know, that the things that I have really found fulfilling in my life are often experiences. They aren't necessarily material objects or things that I've been given. The experiences that I've had are really the things that stick with me. They stick in my memory, and they are really meaningful, much more meaningful than things. So finding fulfillment in yoga is about this fulfilling experience. And this fulfilling experience is about prana. It's about an experience of this intelligent life force inside of all of us. And it's the thing that connects all of us. And so when we're thinking about finding fulfillment in yoga practice, we also want to be thinking about how can we optimize this pranic experience. So what is this fulfilling experience really about? How do we go about experiencing that for ourselves? We can actually work with this idea of fulfilling experience in our own yoga practice using simple formula. So the formula that we work with here is we have conscious movement, so moving in a conscious way where we're not just moving without thinking about it. We're moving and we're really feeling that movement. We're really present with that movement. And then linking this conscious movement to yogic breathing or optimal diaphragmatic breathing, which is deep, smooth, even, continuous, and quiet. So when we bring those two things together, conscious movement and yogic breathing, we are now working with something called breath-aligned movement. So movement that feels supported from a deeper, more subtle place. This means that, for example, when you inhale and lift your arm, you're lifting your arm for the length of your inhalation. You're really feeling that movement at the same time. You're present with the inner experience of that movement. And when you exhale, you lower your arm for the length of your exhalation. Again, staying present with and feeling that movement inside the space of your body. And we can apply this breath-aligned movement to simple things like lifting and lowering your arm, but to things that are a little bit more involved, like sun salutations or Agnisara. When we are really able to tap into this idea of breath-aligned movement, we start to move in a way that feels more effortless. And this way of moving and breathing feels nourishing at a deeper level. At this point, pranic awareness is a natural outcome of this conscious movement, yogic breathing, breath-aligned movement. Then this naturally occurring reality that is pranic awareness is more deeply felt. This fulfilling experience that we can tap into in our yoga practice then leads us to experience greater freedom, not just in our practice, but also in our lives. That we have this experience of feeling good in our body, not trying to escape our body. The body is a place that we want to be. The body is a vehicle for this fulfillment in life, for finding that fulfillment in life. We start to feel more stable and peaceful in our minds. And we start to see the world as a fulfilling place, a place where we can achieve fulfillment and upliftment. And these things all then lead in a pretty effortless way, just a naturally occurring way, to the second main goal of yoga, which is freedom. So when we have this experience of being in our bodies in a comfortable way, in a way that feels good even, when we have an experience of understanding our mind, working with it in a systematic way so that we can release stress, release negative emotion, or understand it better, and come to a greater place of overall well-being and peace, which then leads to happiness and joy. So this is really where this bigger picture of yoga is bringing us ultimately to this fulfilling experience, which leads to freedom.